Welcome back to Pitchside, ladies and gentlemen, and wowsy, we've got one of the most controversial shows ever because, fuck me.
Football is controversial.
No, not controversial, just incompetent. Stupid, right. Stupid people involved. Yeah. Isn't that right, Tom?
What are we on about?
I don't know.
What?
The massive VAR mistakes over the weekend.
I thought there was nothing wrong with anything.
Yeah.
It was a great weekend of refereeing.
I can't lie. We said it on the stream, and I'll reiterate again. If I was a Liverpool fan right now, I'd be seething. I'd be throbbing.
They always are.
I think they are.
No, yeah, they are pretty angry, actually. And rightly so, because I'm going to go as far as saying it. I think that's the worst VAR mistake in the history of football.
VAR has only been about for, what, 3 years? But yeah. you are
the
pretty
offside.
Yeah.
What, worse than...
Check complete?
Bro, he checked complete.
He thought it was a goal.
It was so far onside. VAR thought a goal was given.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I don't know about the biggest. That's probably a good debate, actually.
It probably is.
I reckon when the goal line technology didn't work and they still didn't give the goal, Villa, Sheffield United, that was bad.
But in terms of incompetence,
no, but that technically sent Sheffield United down.
Yeah.
Well, this could send Liverpool up. Or down.
What?
Do you not think though, like, also, is it
this is one of those occasions where it's that bad that it influences conversation of people to say, okay, maybe we draw the line and say this doesn't work
anymore. Maybe they should have just drawn the line.
Well, yeah, I mean, to my definition, yeah.
Also, should the line have actually just like seen that's onside?
No, it was
it was pretty fast.
They were both stepping the opposite way. It happened so fast.
What's the craziest bit about all of this is that he's thought a goal's complete.
Yes, but...
complete?
They said check complete, which he took as, oh, he's offside then when they meant...
Complete miscommunication.
A complete miscommunication,
The people in the van thought it was quite obviously a goal.
But I can't understand is...
there's two of them, right?
When they've then resumed play, they should have gone, hang on, I said goal.
Yeah.
But by the letter of the law...
Why couldn't they have just gone back and
because
gone?
They're so by the letter of the law that once kickoff happens...
Oh, I mean,
instead of just doing the right thing...
How ridiculous.
Lads, just so you're aware, like, that was actually very onside and a legit...
Oh, sorry,
unreal finish.
You've started, just to confirm, I actually said check complete as he's onside. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Also,
goal.
My question is, referees are obviously people that have spent a lot of time watching football, even if they're involved. At what point have they thought that's a goal when Luis Diaz stops celebrating and then half the Spurs fans are like, hey!
Yeah, surely they're watching the screen.
Do they not go, well, actually, that looks like a bit of a... weird reaction to the story.
Oh, right,
he stopped the celebration.
Hang on, sorry.
They thought it was a goal.
They thought it was a goal, so they said check complete.
Oh my God. So when no one went back to the fucking centre circle to take kickoff.
Yeah, they've not intervened.
Because
there's been no kickoff and they've gone, hang on, why is this not restarting in the centre?
What are they doing? Because logistically, there's good 30 to 40 seconds prior to the goal being scored and them taking a free kick, right? That's 30 to 40. What the fuck are they doing in that van? Are they like wanking off?
No, seriously.
There's 40 seconds of them watching the screens going, the kids picking the ball up for a free kick.
Well, no, in fairness, no, they're not, though, because in those 40 seconds, they're drawing the line.
There's at least four of them in that room.
Well, there's no excuse.
Someone is watching the TV.
There's no excuse.
If you're an assistant VAR at that point, just go, by the way, that's actually, they've been called for offside, not onside. Yeah. So should we just like... Phone back the referee.
You're fired.
They're also
you talk to me like that.
They're also in live communication with their referees, right?
Yeah,
and they can hear the referee saying, oh, "That's a free kick, guys." On my whistle,
he won't do that though. He's not going to say
probably,
I've given
there
a free
is
kick.
Probably something going on that sounds like, "Oh, this doesn't sound like a kickoff. This sounds like a free kick."
I mean, mate, it's the whole thing was fucking bizarre.
Do you think it could be jet lag?
I've seen this.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole look. A lot of people are trying to say, "Oh, corruption." I don't think it's corruption at all.
No,
I think it's just idiocy and incompetence. And look, you could say maybe they're jet lagged, but
and also
are tired. And human error does happen, right?
Yeah,
they aren't trained on VAR really. How long has it been in place? A year.
But what
it's very different.
About third season.
It's very different reffing a game compared to sitting watching it and. Relaying information. Like Mike Dean said it, didn't he? When he admitted he didn't call for Anthony Taylor or something because it's his mate. He then said, I can't do VAR. It's completely different to actually reffing.
But the thing I can't wrap my head around is, look, I get human error happens, but that wasn't I don't think human error. That's just actual idiocy because it's so clear what is going on, and they have such a long time to rectify what is going on, and they didn't rectify it.
It's just they fucked up, and then I don't understand for the life of me why you can't, when they saw it restarted as a free kick, just go, hang on a minute, it's a goal.
Yeah.
Then they can go, oh, sorry, miscommunication. I think that would have been better.
Yeah.
I think Spurs moaning at, oh, well, you've fucking restarted now, would have been less than this.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, and I have to also think the Spurs after the game, if they did say moan about the restart, they're like, oh, actually, no, it was really onside.
But he was like, goal. Yeah, get over it. So what if we restarted 30 seconds later?
I mean, I find it most amusing that, or like the scenario I play out in my head is that the VAR have gone, well, we fucked this up. Let's make another apology, boys!
No, but it is ridiculous. Like, you can't, these apologies mean nothing because nothing ever happens from it, right?
And they're continuous as well. Like, they happen regularly. Yeah,
and you're still not allowed to say anything. It's like McAllister's on about getting a ban, isn't he?
Yeah. Because FA punishment for saying that he was playing against 12 men.
Yeah.
Oh, and their comment in Instagram. And Jurgen Klopp even said in his interview, it's like, yeah, I can't say anything, but it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous because what, you get fucked over this bad and you can't say, vent a little bit of steam, which is rightly deserved.
Yeah.
And also, this is what does matter about the mistakes. What if this was the last game of the season?
Absolutely.
And Liverpool needed a point to get Champions
League.
That would have cost them 100 million quid.
You could see at the end of this, let's say Spurs finish with Arsenal this season with, by 2 points, you could look back and say, well, this is arguably the game that propelled them. Like, it's even momentum swings. Like, Liverpool have been on a really good, they would have gone top of the league if they won.
And they played really well.
They did play really well. Then we've got Spurs who didn't play well, but then come away with a lucky win.
Well, it's momentum. It's prior as well. Like, I remember the Ivan Toney one in Brentford last year. They just drew the lines on the wrong player. That cost us 2 points.
I do think, though, it would be, in terms of scenarios, the scenario I like to imagine is, should we just not give it?
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
What are these scassers?
Flip the other game
obviously,
on.
Obviously, you know, we joked about the jet lag.
Ryder Cup score. Oh, he's off.
Like, you can
check complete. Fucking hell, what a putt, Rory.
You might be watching the Ryder Cup in the background.
Could have been.
They could have been.
Genuinely, they actually could
have
been.
Yeah, could have been.
They're probably watching that chip shot from McIlroy.
Oh, yeah.
See that?
Obviously, we joke about the jet lag thing, but two of the officials were in Saudi Arabia 48 hours prior to the game. If you're a Premier League official getting paid by the Premier League, should that be your sole job, or should you be allowed to take other jobs so close to fixtures where really you should be?
I don't really care.
I don't know what the contract is to be a Premier League referee. If the Premier League referee contract says you're only allowed to officiate Premier League games, then I'd say that they're not allowed to go to Saudi. But if
it's... Well, no, really, because they can do tournaments and stuff.
But it's not a good look that they also then cock up 16 games.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, pit side are here, boys. And we've come
up. It's the second time we've had to do this, by the way.
Yeah.
It still keeps happening. So much so that we've done the same segment again.
We're not here.
When you did this last segment.
We're discussing three ways we think we can fix VAR. And if you're Howard Webb, listen up, pal.
Yeah.
Because we got some great decisions. Yeah.
I think last time we came up with common sense rule.
The common sense rule, I think, is the most. I think if we introduce my common sense rule, that would not have happened at the weekend. Because the common sense would prevail and they'd be like, oh, this just...
I know, but you can't apply the common sense rule to people who don't have common sense.
Well, that's where you need me in the VAR room.
Jesus,
that's
imagine
your
that.
Solution?
No.
Okay.
Do you know my solutions? Because I think they're pretty good.
Really?
Well, I think there might be one that we all agree upon.
Okay, one of mine is automated offside.
That's exactly
like in the Champions League and the World Cup.
That's mine.
I think that just clears up so much confusion. We've seen it work, apart from the Argentina... In the World Cup.
Yeah.
Which one?
When they missed a player.
Yeah, they players drew on the wrong
I don't remember that name.
Yeah, quite far on side, actually.
Oh.
They fucked up. automated offside. If it works in Champions League and the World Cup, why are they just refusing to put it in the Premier League?
Just put them out the job.
Instant, it's quick.
Like, did they all just lose the jobs if it's automated? Is that why they might
No, they're still VAR, because
you still need someone to man the game.
And it's only VAR and handballs and stuff like that.
Yeah. You just remove the inadequacy of,
It might make Lino's useless, but they're fucking useless anyway. I hate Lino's.
No, because they also need to flag fouls.
It is quite expensive to install the technology, isn't it? Like, if you're putting that
sure the Premier League really are short of cash.
Well, Luton basically.
No, but the Premier League should
postpone
do it.
I agree, but
The Premier League should pay for it. It's not like, mate, the Premier League are the most bloody greedy bastards out there. They earn so much money. Just invest in more cameras for automated offside. Just do your job, make it better. Yeah. Stop ruining people's lives.
Yeah, they can't use money as an excuse. Yeah,
no, there's so much money. Okay, second option is, my two and three sort of contradict each other. So you go down one route or the other.
Okay, nice.
You either go down one route or the other. Option number one is what a lot of people say is put an ex-pro in that VAR room. Option number two.
Yeah, but it depends if it's like a Bangalore or...
Is it like, you're putting genius in there.
Option number two, which I think would work better. instead of like officials in that VAR room, just put like mathematicians and scientists. Objective black or white.
Oh, that's kind of what I've done.
Okay, so they have no interest in football.
No, that's crazy. No, that would never work.
No, because think about it. That
football's
offside,
not black and white.
No, I know. I get that with handballs and stuff. It may not work. But having someone have no interest in football... And just say, is that offside or not? You go, yes or no, black or white.
That's what I've got.
A mathematician would have got that offside right.
Offside,
when it comes to maybe handballs and things like that, I still think it could work. Because someone who's not interested in football would be like, oh, that looks like a handball. Ref, I think you should take
How would they know that? If you've got no interest in football, you wouldn't know what a natural position
their hand, is. All their job is to let them know, is to tell the referee, mate, I think you should go have a look at this.
I think you've
That's all their job
it.
Is.
I think he just fixed it. I think that's
you
because
just
you don't
said,
care.
Oh, no, just educate them. What, like refs now?
No.
So all you want to do is, you want to abolish refs as they are, bring in people who know nothing about football, teach them about football, and then let them ref, which is what refs are now.
No. Think about it.
What are you on about?
Offside.
A VAR's job is to offer a second opinion to the ref and tell, mate, I think you should go look at this.
So let's ask fucking Mr. Ree, my maths teacher. What are you on about?
Yeah.
What?
Because he doesn't know about football. He's just going to see the facts.
Let's get more people involved who don't know anything about football.
Knowing about football is irrelevant when doing offsides. All you need to do is
understand
the offside rule.
We're not on about offsides.
Yeah, because if we do the semi-automatic or automatic offsides, then you don't need that.
You might probably go against it, so maybe you do need it.
Yeah, maybe
you
just need
the mathematician.
We get Winston from IT instead of equipping all the stadiums.
If you say to a mathematician...
That's one of the most stupid things you've ever said.
No, it's not. You're being very disrespectful, actually. No, because think about it. If you tell a mathematician to read the laws of football, if you read it in the book, what is the handball? Okay, so they have... They have...
Just someone that applies total logic.
Have this knowledge of what is a handball, then they can look at objectively, black or white, is that handball? If the ref thinks no and he thinks yes, you go, oh, ref, I think you should have a look at this.
But they aren't... The rules are not black and white, and
no, but they're written down. Tom, I know.
that was done in
Jesus.
Point one. We all said semi-automatic back offside.
Actually,
we don't need anything else for offside.
Actually, hear me out. In terms of handball, we know it's obviously not black and white. Obviously, we know it's objective, but in the laws of the actual written book. It is written down somewhere.
It's written down.
So if you just tell them, read it.
Yeah.
And then take that as you will. And all they got to say to the ref is, I think you should look at this.
No, because then they'll go, is that a natural hand position for someone playing football? I don't fucking know because I'm too busy doing Pythagoras.
Well, that's why he gets the referee to go over look it on the monitor.
But he wouldn't know to tell him because he'd go, ref, fucking no idea, mate. But I know what pi is, the seven digits.
Here. I think he's being closed-minded.
I'm not. How can they advise on football if they know nothing about football?
You have to think outside
that's
the
crazy.
Box. You have to think outside the box, man.
I think you've all gone the wrong way about this. Because my angle of this is not to make things better objectively. It's to lower the expectations of people watching. So we're going to change VAR... to BAR. So instead of video assistant referee, it is bad assistant referee. So when it goes over to BAR, people go, oh, fucking hell, I'm not expecting much here, but we'll give it a go. And when it comes back and they get it wrong, they go, well, it's the BAR. We can't really. That's fine, you know. They are bad.
They are. We love them.
Well, you can flip a coin. You either get VAR or VAR.
It goes to Ken in the pub. Or it goes to Stockley pub.
Oh, fucking. Just give it.
I would rather Ken in the pub, if I'm being honest.
Well, there you go. That's the beauty of it. We flip a coin. Heads or tails each time.
So that is your number one?
No, that was my second one. My third one was have people with zero interest in football completely unbiased.
Getting completely unbiased people, yes, but
people
with no
referees
idea
are
of football.
Meant to be unbiased.
Their biases are towards the actual letter of the law rather than an interpretation of what. Yeah. So it's definitely it's in the spectrum.
Yeah, but people who know about football.
Common sense.
I think having people who know nothing about football, like Lewis in VAR, would be crazy.
No, but Lewis does know about football.
Every single person comments that gets drawn into VAR has to be vetted beforehand to see if they have any loyalties to any club ever.
They have to.
And then once they work out that they have no
they do that anyway.
Fandom, what do you mean?
No, it's not about loyalties to the club.
All refs have that anyway.
It's not about loyalties to the club. It's about actually knowing, like, they need to fail a ball knowledge test.
If we come up with a quiz,
they need to
let people into stuff.
They need to
you
like,
can't tell me you started their career at Basel and then went on
they
to.
They need to be, they're like,
you're perfect.
They need to be a cricket umpire that has never watched football in his life.
No, it's crazy. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, think about it like this.
It's crazy.
I could be a tennis Hawkeye guy. Hawkeye.
Yeah, but tennis is very different, isn't it? Black tennis is literally in or out. There's no, it doesn't take a genius.
Hawkeye for tennis football is the same as automated offside.
Football is so subjective and so down to interpretation. Hence why you do get. That's why you get inconsistencies in football, because one referee may interpret the rules differently to another referee. That is just how it is, unfortunately. It is frustrating, but yep.
We're not disagreeing with you there.
But there's no point in having someone in the VAR who has spent their whole life fucking shagging chemistry symbols, who knows nothing about footy, and then goes, we're going to VAR, and they go, well, actually, if I look at the right angle perpendicular of this, it could have been handball. Like, they don't know anything.
I think you'll find that if Mr. Maths guy was in the VAR room at the weekend, they would have got that one right.
True.
Well, they did get it right. They just didn't tell them.
Yeah. Also, an extra way of solving the problem is just publicising the communication between
Referees. Like rugby.
Yeah, like rugby. That's actually a very good point. If we get the Premier League to pay rugby referees to come join the sport of football, then we'd have no problem.
But
that's what we need to do.
How would that have stopped what happened the weekend, even if we heard it?
Because everyone in the stadium would be like, Ref, they said it was a goal.
No, I don't think they can hear it in the stadium on rugby, can
they?
Yeah,
they can.
I thought it was just on telly.
You can hear it in the stadium as well.
Yeah, you can hear the referee conversations when you watch a rugby match.
At a rugby game?
No, but I mean, at least on screen.
In the stadium, it does get played out.
Maybe it does then.
I'd be
in the World Cup, I've been hearing it. I swear to God.
But also, there's more pressure.
You've been hearing it on the fucking telly.
There's more pressure on referees to get it right, isn't there?
No.
So they'd be more meticulous and diligent.
That's because they cut the sound of the fans.
No, I'm pretty sure it does get played in the stadium sometimes.
I'm not sure.
I don't think.
But also, you've got to realise that if it's getting played over a tannoy, or if it's getting played on Sky or whatnot, whoever the broadcaster is, they're going to be way more diligent in what they do, knowing that it's going out to 50 million people.
It also cut down abuse to referee as well.
Yeah, because there's
which is what everyone wants as well.
Yeah. Go on then, what are yours?
I don't mind the abuse. The UCL offside I've got. Then I think I've got two really good ones here. The first one is, I saw Culture Cams mention this, and I think
you nabbed it.
But it's a really good idea. Non-English refs, foreign refs.
I mean, yeah.
Look how well it works. We don't have these issues in the UCL. Then I think you are eradicating the chance of bias. And also, we have all the best talent from around the world in coaching, players, staff, everything. And then we only have English refs. It seems a bit backwards. Mm-hmm.
Well, if that is the way, then English refs should be able to, well, I guess they can go abroad, can't they?
But if
you're a young English referee in Sunday League, you want to make it to the Premier League,
But that's the same argument for a young English lad coming through playing football.
Very true.
And then my big one, which I think I've mentioned on here before, is they should have a time limit on the decision. And if you can't within 30 seconds look at something with only, that's another thing, with no still photos, fuck the still photo. I don't mind slow-mo with certain things, but football isn't played in photos. We should have no still photos. I don't mind replays, but if in 30 seconds you cannot say definitely, foul or no foul, you go with the on-field decision.
No, but a photo does help in offside.
I know. I'm on about having automated offsides. I'm not talking about offside.
Handball?
Oh.
Offsides should not be within fucking the VAR. It should be like goal line technology.
Yeah, agreed.
What do you mean with handball?
No, little photo of handball.
Why do you need a photo of it hitting?
I don't think
footballs
are used at any of the parts.
No, I get what Tom's saying here because...
You can see on a video if it's...
What I didn't like with the Curtis Jones one...
The still photo looks terrible.
What I didn't like the Curtis Jones one was the first thing the referee saw as he went up to the monitor was that photo.
Exactly. So
VAR is meant to be unbiased,
yes,
right?
Precisely.
So they've already put a thought into the referee's
precisely
head and think, oh my God, you're going in with this thought. And then when you look back at the actual video with it, you think, oh my God, that's actually really bad.
I think they all, when we heard the commentary when they did the Sky Sports thing, I think they're already putting thoughts into their head when they're like speaking to them. They're sort of like,
what?
When they're talking to them about what they're about to see, and like, they sort of push them towards
it. We don't get to hear it.
No, they've shown, when they showed the clips on Sky Sports, they released a few things from past decisions. And like the communications between them, they're like, it is as if they're pushing them towards rather than just showing them it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
They don't even need to say anything. They can just show them the video.
What do you guys think of the Curtis Jones one? Do you think it was a red card? You can see why it's given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see why, and it won't be overturned.
Yeah.
But it's also...
There's no intent. And he actually, the reason he hits Basuma is because when he hits the ball, his foot like bounces off the ball into him.
That's what happened with Casemiro last year.
Yeah, I think
it could have been bad.
It could have been bad. So I can understand.
It's totally uncontrollable. It's peak.
Yeah. But you'd say it probably was a red.
I think I look at it from a player's point of view, and I know if I'm playing and that happened to me, I'd be like, how's that a red? I do understand people saying, well, intention matter, but I think it should with challenges like that because by intent, I mean intent of...
He hasn't gone in to do that
first.
I
don't think anyone goes in to break legs, or rarely.
But we did see...
You see people diving in and or trying to hit someone and... He
slipped.
All he wanted to do was nick the ball, that was it. And they were both outstretched.
Because there was more intent. There was actually a lot of elbows directed at people's heads during that game.
Which was worse.
I can't remember who it was, but there was a case... I think it was on Andy Robertson, maybe one of the Spurs.
Wasn't it Romero? Romero
landed one. He's just coming like that. And you think, why is VAR not having a look at that?
Yeah.
That probably was it. The other one, Diogo Jota, was just an idiot, I think.
I don't know why he dived in on the second one.
No, but I think his first yellow was peak because he didn't mean it and it was a complete accident. But
you have to give
5 minutes before.
It was an accumulation of
different.
Also, people were saying he didn't touch him on the foot. He does, if you watch
him.
The guy's fallen over because the clippers then knocked his foot.
I get that Liverpool are arguing, or Liverpool fans at least are arguing, the punishment doesn't fit the crime, but it's the 3 fouls prior to that that they've gone.
And also,
at some point, you've got to get a yellow.
The second one was just silly.
The second yellow was straight after he'd been booked.
It's like 30 seconds.
And that ref was card happy anyway. Like, why give him the chance?
That was just head loss from Diogo Jota.
That was crazy. Like, Klopp was fuming as well when he just sat down, didn't even look at him.
Yeah.
But then we saw one of the performances of the season straight after.
For 15 minutes.
That was like 25 minutes. He had 9 men.
From when he was sent off in the 69th minute.
Did they have 10 minutes extra? I
don't know if you can have performance of the season for 20 minutes.
If they would have held on, it would have been
you didn't say that.
That's obviously what I meant when I said it at 1-1.
Can I just say this, because Liverpool fans like to jump on the bandwagon here.
Why would Liverpool fans jump on my bandwagon?
We obviously knew what you were saying.
We're not idiots.
When you're calling Liverpool with 2 red cards and lost Spurs, you think, that's funny, but calling it performance of the season, because they did play really well. Don't get me wrong. They defended really, really well.
Yeah. But Sheffield United do that every game.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
do you know what I mean? Like, that's how they set up.
If you lose the game with an OG, poor Matt.
Yeah.
You say that. They didn't just camp. They actually got forward. And
camp.
They didn't just camp on the edge of their box. They got forward. They won corners. They actually were in the game, like, possession-wise as well.
They came away with a loss, own goal, and 2 red cards.
Are you saying objectively that it's Liverpool's... When you said that, do you mean Liverpool's performance?
No, you said...
Or you saying
one
in general?
Because,
I mean, in my head, when you said it instantly, I was thinking, well, Aston Villa just beat Brighton 6-1.
I meant was, what I should have said was, if they held on, which I thought was clear, because I said it at 1-1.
Yeah.
And what I meant was for them to have 9 men for half hour at Spurs, who we all agree are one of the best teams in the league this season, and actually the Spurs had no chances.
No, they didn't.
They actually got forward a bit, Liverpool, with 9 men. We were
couple corners.
Yeah, you were all saying It's embarrassing if Spurs don't score here, but Liverpool actually defended really well and kept their shape, got four.
Yeah, Alisson as well.
And then the goal they concede is just a fluke freak goal, isn't it? So that's
we got what you were saying.
And I mean, for example, I don't know.
But do you not think you should?
In terms of, and also the response. What the hell,
Brian?
That's my dad.
Oh. And also the response of the two red cards and the refereeing decisions and the offside.
It's such a peak result.
I thought it was a really.
Do you not think though, like
performance? But obviously the result doesn't.
The dogged fight.
I'd say Sheffield United had one of the performances of the season the other week at Spurs, and then ended up throwing it away. Yeah,
like, do you think like? If you actually look at it on the Spurs point of view, obviously I know they won eventually, but the amount of chances they created against a 9-man Liverpool was quite poor.
Yeah, they
really just didn't.
They need serious work on. Well, they need to work on playing teams with 10 men because they're going to get that this season.
Blocks. They just struggle against.
All they did was pass it left and right and edge of box.
Yeah, no, but when you play 9 and 10 men, you have to move the ball quicker.
Yeah,
because then you get the 9 men running. Tire them out, and then the more tired people get, the gaps appear. Yeah. When you shift, and they're shifting, that's when. And also, they didn't change how the fullbacks were. Their fullbacks were always inverted high.
They should have switched it quicker.
Get wide.
They should have switched it quicker as well, because you bring the 9 men out, switch over.
They've got a shift, and then the gaps appear. But mate, you watch back. How many times Madison got it on the just outside the D? And Spurs are like that. They're so narrow. All fucking 11 of them. That was it. They didn't have any centre.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool just had 5 and 4 and they were just swallowing everything. Like Konate, Matip and Van Dijk were just fucking...
But obviously Liverpool do look good. Obviously they're going to miss Curtis Jones, Diogo Jota now going forward.
I don't think Jota's that much of a miss, but I think Jones is the way he's been playing.
Yeah. And Gakpo actually. Injured.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
After scoring, didn't
you know what?
No, was it bad though? Is it a bad?
It did look like, you know when you're like, you just like sprain your ankle, but they're sore because you can't really kick it straight.
Yeah.
It did look a bit painful, but hey, moving on to Manchester United, man. 1-0 at home, lost to Palace.
Which is like in midweek, they look really good against them. I know obviously it's not the same team and, you know,
I do think
Hodgson got a bit of stick for playing a weakened team as well.
I don't think let's not make that mistake before we get hammered of not giving Palace credit because they were good.
No, they were really. Can we have a minute to talk about the finish?
Yeah, Anderson.
Oh my Lord.
Unbelievable.
I think goal of the weekend. Fair. Yeah. Either that or Almiron, but I think Anderson's is better.
Alvarez's free kick was good, but still take Anderson.
Yeah, I'm a bit Jose Sarr on that, but...
He slapped into a little bit. But he thought he was going the other way.
I don't care. Exactly.
That's the anti-Wolves agenda.
Yeah, have you seen Hodgson's last 5 Premier League visits to Old Trafford? Did you see him talk about it as well?
He had a good record with us there as well.
He hasn't lost.
Yeah, he likes it there.
He hasn't lost.
He feels comfortable.
Mate, he is a tactician. He's a mastermind.
He's unreal, class, mate.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
I'm still sticking. I think Anderson's top 3 centre-halves this season in the Prem.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree.
He's so good.
He got the few, hadn't he, as well? He scored a few more.
Didn't he score at Brentford as well?
And he's been getting some assists as well. Like, it's...
What, like flick-ons and that?
Yeah. He knows this because he's got him in his FPL draft.
He's my hero.
This is United's worst ever start in the Premier League after 7 games.
10. Is it really?
Yeah.
What, points-wise or position-wise?
Points-wise.
Points.
Jesus, really? They haven't even had that bad of a start either.
Think about how many points the top 6 have taken off everywhere. I swear the table's like 18 points, 17, 16, 16. It's like crazy. And then everything else is just like a huge drop-off.
Yeah.
Mate, the United's start hasn't even been that difficult either. They've had Wolves at home, Palace at home.
Something's not right there. Ten Hag.
You reckon it's Ten Hag?
Okay. At what point?
No, it's the Glazers.
At what point do you have to turn the fingers?
I think he's a factor for sure at the minute. But
how much longer has he got before it's like?
There is a lot of problems there, though. Like, obviously,
Think it's a difficult job at the minute. I mean, it always is, but he's got a lot.
There's a lot going on. Hoyland is looking all right, though.
Yeah,
Hoyland
needs to get on a score sheet.
Yeah, if he starts knocking a few in, he'll go on a run. I think
Rashford's. Seems to have dropped a little bit.
He's getting a lot of stick from fans at the moment.
I've said this for a while. He's a purple patch player. I'm sorry, he just is.
I tell you who hasn't dropped, who actually I think is one of their leaders, Bruno Fernandes. And it pains me to say.
Bruno's class.
I think
he's so good.
Yeah. Where do you think Ten Hag ranks and sort of manages since Fergie, though?
It's funny you should ask that, because I've actually got a list.
Because oh boy,
we all have a list.
Whilst making this list, by the way, the drop off since Fergie is
mental, isn't it?
Mental.
Like I did find this.
It was immediate as well.
I'm pretty sure that average finish is like sick.
Yeah.
Are we? You know, when we do this list, are we talking?
However you think.
Mate, I found
okay,
this.
All right, cool.
However you rank
it.
Not in my mind, as in like they're objectively a better manager, but
each one has different teams, different signings.
Have it been for United?
I found this quite hard because it's a long time to remember who did what, when. Yeah. But it's quite tough.
Yeah, so when, before you
and
comment.
And we're not Man United fans.
Before you comment, actually, Ollie got this many points compared to Mourinho's points of the. Oh, just, all right. I'm just going off how I remember how bad or good it was.
Yeah.
So sixth is Ranić. Because he stunk the gaff out bad.
Yeah,
like he came in with expectations. That's the thing with I remember about him. Fifth, I've gone Moyes because he didn't have that much time, actually. He only had like half a season, didn't
he? Fellaini over.
Yeah. And
Fellaini mode.
And I know he was, if you're saying...
He tried to drag the Everton DNA that he set up across United. And
probably not the best move.
Yeah.
Fourth, Van Gaal.
Yep.
Third, Ollie.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he didn't win a trophy, did he?
No,
I don't think he did, actually.
What?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, don't worry.
No, he didn't. No.
But I know he got the COVID second place finish.
He didn't win a trophy, no.
But they
were playing good football under him, though.
Yeah,
I
was very much like...
United,
finished second in Europa League.
Just have a go. They were...
Only got him second in the Prem and second in Europa League, runner-up.
Okay. Second, I've gone... Mourinho, and first I've gone Ten Hag.
What, just because they won the League Cup?
I think the improvement they showed under Ten Hag last season is the biggest improvement out of all these managers.
And their worst start.
And this, but season. This, and my argument is this season it's only 7 games. They've got a lot of injuries. They've
got a lot of issues.
I do think he'll iron this out.
A lot of issues with personal players as well.
See, I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as much as Mourinho, you look at, he got, was it the second place finish? And he said, that's my biggest ever achievement. And then, he won the Europa League. I know. They were fucking horrific to watch under Mourinho. They were. And you speak to Man United fans.
Yeah, this is the difference.
They hated him. They hated it under Mourinho. Like, it was bad.
But he got his shit done there.
He didn't know, did he? For Man United, did he? He comes second in a Europa League.
Yeah, but Man United,
but Mourinho, who is the fucking all, the be all and end all winning.
Is that not the most successful manager at United since Ferguson, though?
I think he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a pretty boring list if we just rated who's won the most.
I just think getting second with Man United, they'd take that all day these days, and like he did it and no one really appreciated it.
So did Ollie, and Ollie was better to watch than Mourinho.
Yeah, they definitely played better.
I feel like Ollie
Mourinho spent more money.
I feel like Ollie sort of hampered them for a few seasons. Like he was never going to be the long-lasting solution.
Didn't they win the League Cup with Mourinho as well, or the FA? When they won it with Zlatan, or was that Van Gaal? I can't remember.
See, this is the problem. It's just when you don't really give too much in. I'm just going to go anyway. Mine's similar, but not the same. I have Moyes in sixth.
Mourinho did win the League Cup, though.
Mm. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you won two cups and second place finish. I mean, probably, I wouldn't mind you saying it, but I just remember how bad they were to watch.
Yeah. Ralph Ranić in fifth. Van Gaal in fourth. I have Ten Hag in third. I don't see.
He's not been there long as well.
Yeah,
Where's
but
the Ollie, I, really?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed watching Manchester United more when they were under Ollie than
I suppose.
Currently. And obviously, this is like from an Arsenal fan.
Mm-hmm.
Second Ollie, and then first Jose Mourinho, just because of his effectiveness.
I'm not going to argue strongly with anything.
Yeah.
First. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fair enough.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really remember much about football. I don't know about this, but I put Van Gaal last.
They weren't right with the Van Gaal.
His most memorable moment is him falling over.
Yeah, like what did he didn't really do anything there.
Van Gaal came with a massive reputation.
Yeah,
huge reputation.
He was
reputation.
Supposed to be the fix, right? Much like Ten Hag, isn't it? Obviously they're still having the same problem.
I put Moyes fifth, Ranić fourth, only because I feel like he had a plan and he knew what was wrong. And if they entrusted him to put that plan out in the long term, I think he could have actually fixed stuff and done stuff at Man United.
It's similar to the Ten Hag situation, right? He was implemented with a philosophy and then he just went, we're not giving you a long time.
He also wasn't afraid to actually speak it as well. Like, he came out and said all these problems.
Yeah, but as a manager, they were...
No, but I feel like he was...
He was a stepping stone to be director of football, right?
He was like, director of football. Well, anyways. Third, I got Ten Hag. This is where it gets tough. I put Mourinho second because most successful Man United manager since Fergie. But then I put Ollie first because
That's crazy.
What?
Ollie first?
Why? I mean, mine was
second.
Yeah, I put him second. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like he was...
It's funny because if you ask Manchester United fans their most enjoyable period was since Ferguson, they go, oh, mate, Ollie Ball was sick.
Yeah, they finished
and
second.
Even though they got memed every week, and I know it's like...
They finished second, runners-up in the Europa League. I know, obviously, they didn't win it.
No, but Pete,
I feel like he played good football. People enjoyed it. He was a bit of a laugh.
I think he was a PE teacher. Like I think he hampered them.
He was going to take them where they needed more.
I also see your point, but at the same time, if he was a PE teacher, why were they playing such good football? Because he just thought, you guys do what you want to do.
He let them do what they want.
He wasn't a leader.
That's good management as well, to a degree.
It didn't work.
To a degree, that's what Ancelotti does.
He's way more tactical.
I get that point, but I mean, like, Ancelotti, in terms of the style of football, he basically sets up his defenders that know how to play, and then creatively attacking wise, he just goes, right, you guys are sick.
I know, but defensively, they were poor under Ole.
All you're changing that list is put Mourinho on top of Ole.
Pardon?
I don't think it's the worst. Oh, I think that's a...
No, I don't mind. I couldn't have Ollie as their best manager since Fergie.
Maybe I should have put Mourinho above Ollie.
Do you genuinely think Ten Hag is like...
He's been the best, yeah, so far.
Better than Mourinho.
If you look at the improvement from when they've taken over to... Okay, currently they're in a bad... But if you look at last season, that...
They've never...
A lot of us had United possibly challenging for the league based on last season. That's how good they were last year, like, in terms of improvement. He won the League Cup, got them back into the Champions League. Like,
do you also not think, though, like... This is just a question. I don't know about this, but the question is, there's never been more issues at Man United than now.
Yeah, and all the injuries. I also don't think he's probably... the best recruiter. They should have someone doing the recruitment for... He should tell the scout or recruiter or whatever, this is the type of profile I want.
Yeah, but
then they should go and get it instead of him going, need a goalie or Onana from Ajax. Anthony was good for me at Ajax, so I'll go and buy him for 100 mil.
Is he not influencing that conversation?
That's what I mean. He shouldn't be, though.
Oh, I see. Basically, he's just recruited half of the Ajax team that played under him anyway.
You look at like the top teams or the best teams who recruit, like Brighton. I'll guarantee you De Zerbi is not naming names. I want this and this for the way I want to play, and they have the top dogs who go, right, we can find this here for that much actually, or this is how they find it. De Zerbi didn't go and find Estupiñan or Potter. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how it should be ran. But it's not, because football isn't like Fergie years, where Fergie went, I want him, the best striker in the country. Now it needs to be, let the managers manage and coach, and then let the
scouting do their job.
Let them scout.
Has Ten Hag made any like actual good signings?
Lisandro Martinez is a good player.
Yeah, Lisandro.
So is that like 2 for 10 that is
Varane?
Yeah.
Varane's, I feel
like,
good,
yeah, those are like
Boyland. You said fifth one of the signings.
I'm just looking at Anthony's a big standout. I can't believe he
Anthony's
cost that much money.
Was Eriksen under Ten Hag as well?
But when they're four free, it's like,
yeah, but you still got to get him.
I think Mason Mount will come good. He's too talented to not.
Hoyland, you said he was one of the signings of the season.
He's fifth best striker in the league with 0 Premier League goals.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. So you agree with me on signings?
In 6 months, you will be agreeing with me.
That's not the...
But that wasn't the assignment. It wasn't like...
Who's going to win the Ballon d'Or?
No, he's not going to... He's not going to suddenly change the way he plays and all his attributes in 6 months. His attributes he has right now as a player, he's the fifth best in the league, in my opinion.
Nicholas Jackson is very similar in terms
is
of...
Is he fucked?
It is, because Nicholas Jackson...
I would have had Nkunku in my list.
But you didn't.
I wasn't allowed...
It's the same precipice.
Nicholas Jackson is very, very similar in terms of the fact that his profile is...
Biggest XG underperformer.
Yeah, it's just the fact that we've watched him and we've seen that he's missing loads of chances. But if you take the back end of last season, you'd go, oh, he's a really good player.
Look, lads, anyways, we're not going to go on to this topic again.
You would.
We're not going
to
go
prior to the season starting, people would put Nicholas Jackson in their top 10 strikers based off the information they had. But now they've watched him, they're going to go, oh, he's not as good as
everything. So that.
But why is Hoyland different then?
Because we've seen...
seen him, what, miss?
He hasn't scored in the Prem.
Okay, in the Prem. But he's only played, what, three games?
Oh, exactly. You said he's fifth best Premier League striker. Anyways, look... We're not going to discuss this because the comments are back to the comment Tom L. Anyways, lads, it's time to talk Super 6. Obviously, we are closing in on 30,000 members in the...
We haven't hit it yet. Come on, man.
Come on, guys.
PTCH23.
I think like 100 away.
Yeah, it's about...
We are so close.
I do want to check quickly. My friend is currently 18th in our league.
Is he really?
Shout out Liam McAvoy. I know he listens as well.
The question is he good at predictions or is he just a jammy person?
I don't have to say this without getting cancelled.
Crackhead.
He's not all there. He's a bit like Lewis.
Yeah. But that's really what you need.
He's fucking mental. He's like 5'9" and got like size 12 feet for one.
He's a clown.
Yeah, mate, it's hilarious. Then actually, he's not 5'9" anymore.
And he's got like a little flower on him that squirts out water.
But like, he's the type of bloke who. He could have like 20 points on a Friday, then go and run a 5K in 18 minutes.
Oh, I know them ones.
He's just like...
because it's two strides, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's across the line, then he comes 10 minutes after.
Who won this week?
Well, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time ever, you are crown winner of the week, mate. 11 points.
Yes!
What did you get right?
We got the same 5-pointer because we both had 1-1 Forest Brentford.
I got Forest Brentford 1-1. Hang on, let me look in the old chat-a-rooney.
I said 2-1 Forest there. I got some mate, but I've had a stinker.
I had
7 points for me, but I did get 5 of those points, sorry.
It's because I got none of you had Spurs to win. I had Spurs to win.
Oh, yeah, you did.
We were so close to getting.
I had Spurs, Newcastle, Arsenal, and then the perfect score, Forest.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Nice.
I was unlucky with Newcastle. I said 3-0, and they probably should have won 3-0.
I only got 2 correct results.
Yeah.
1 correct scoreline.
Well, considering I am...
Well, we had a draw for the Liverpool Spurs. I mean, it was 96
I put 2-1 Man United, 3-0 City, 2-1 Forest.
Yeah.
Stinker from me.
That's just a standard week for me, so...
So you're clawing your way back up the league, are you, Tommy?
Rarely. I've sent 2 game weeks. I forgot to do. He's killed me, hasn't it? But
look, there was a few standout players this week, weren't there, lads?
I thought you meant Super 6 players.
No, actual footballers.
Too, anyone that said Wolves 2-1 against Manchester City is a standout player.
Yeah, they probably did well. But as always on this channel, we are going to be doing our team of the week.
Woohoo!
And people love this because people think we're just so stupid and idiotic and get everyone wrong. And it's not like team of the week is subjective.
Now, the problem with team of the weeks is obviously we don't, it's impossible to watch
every single minute of every single game.
And if you say you're a Fulham fan and you, you're obviously going to see things. If you watch Fulham every week for 90 minutes, you're going to see more of them than what we do.
We should stress that we don't have any Fulham players. So if they did beat Chelsea 5-0, we're sorry.
Yeah, we're filming this Monday morning, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Mudryk drops a man of the match, he would have been in my team.
That's going to happen. Who wants to do their team first then?
I don't mind. I'll go first.
Got him.
Is this 2 weeks in a row that I've put him in? I don't know. Sam Johnston in goal. Clean sheet away at Old Trafford, you know.
Fair enough.
I'll let you have it this time.
I have 3 right backs, but hey.
Why not?
Why not, man? It's team of the week. Pedro Porro.
Yeah, class.
Great performance.
Did you see his quote reply on Twitter? Someone made a little... a 2-minute montage of him against Liverpool and he quote replied saying, yeah, that's me.
Wow, that's me. Ben White, obviously.
Did he get man of the match?
Yeah, he did.
Or did Maddison?
No, he got man of the match. Ben White,
yep.
As per.
I was between Porro and White. Trippier as well. But,
I've also put Trippier. I've put 3 Robbacks. Jakob Anderson, obviously. Midfield 3.
You got Trippier as well?
Yeah.
That's scandalous, by the way, but go on.
Yeah. I think there's a huge one.
No, but if we talk about one, there's a huge one missing.
Yeah.
What, cash?
No. Next, no, 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 no,
I have... Now, see, obviously he plays left wing back, but I put him in midfield. I put Doty.
Yeah, class.
I put John McGinn. What a game from the wee Scott and Ødegaard.
Yeah, he's quality.
Great performance.
Really good performance.
And, you know, donated the penalty to Kai Havertz, so fair enough. And then a front three is pretty self-explanatory for me. Diaby, Watkins and Jarrod Bowen.
Interesting. Oh, mine's very different.
Yeah, I'm mine.
Do you mind if I do mine?
Okay.
I got Alisson in goal.
Yeah, well done.
I thought it was quality. As
last.
Yeah, great saves.
No, but they lost. You were laughing at me last week. We're going to put a player in that lost.
No, no, you put a stinker in.
Who?
That guy, I can't remember his name. Anyways, I got Ben White.
Yep.
Pedro Porro. Anderson. And Craig Dawson.
Yeah, Dawson was immense.
He pocketed hard.
Yeah, he was class.
He was unreal.
Do you know
how
much that hurts me as well? He was so good for Albion. No, he went to them dirty crumbs.
Yeah, that defensive flick away from Haaland scoring as well.
He made a slide in one as well. He was fucking unreal.
No, he actually did pocket him, I can't lie. Like, Haaland didn't get a shit.
Ballon Dawson, right?
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Yeah.
I got a midfield three. I don't really know my formation, but who cares? Ødegaard.
Yeah.
Bruno G.
Yes.
Neto. I thought Neto was class.
Neto was class.
Neto's right? Having a really good season.
He's in my team.
Yep. And then I got a dodgy front three of Ollie Watkins.
Dodgy front three.
Ollie Watkins. Cunha. I thought he was brilliant.
He was decent.
His transition was good. He dropped in and held the
also,
ball up and played really well.
The pass to Hwang was class because he could have just shot. Yeah.
He dropped in a lot. He picked up the ball. Defensively as well.
Hwang was good.
My mates hate Hwang. He scores every game.
He does all the time.
Pep called him Korean guy, right?
Korean
and
guy.
Then he scored the winner.
Yeah. But the way Cunha dropped in and got the ball
he's
back.
A good player. He's just not...
quite fast. Well, I didn't realise how fast
he
was.
Yeah, he's not a clinical finisher. That's his problem. But with Neto and Hwang, it works. Yeah. Coming in.
Then the last player I've got is Jarrod Bowen.
Yeah, that's a fair shout. Wow, we're quite similar, Theo.
Okay, I mean, I get that you've picked three Wolves because obviously they're...
Not having Dawson was a stinker from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you...
He was immense.
There's only one Villa player in after winning 6-1.
Yeah, because I thought...
I've only got two Villa.
Ollie Watkins stole the show.
Watkins' performance of the weekend, didn't it? But
yeah, but I just thought it was just a great team effort. Do you know what I mean? I thought you have to as a standout player. Let's put Watkins in.
Yeah, I've got Porro. Alisson, obviously, ain't credit. Porro, yeah, up and down. Anderson was fucking unreal again. Yeah. I don't think he lost a duel with Dawson. I've put Doty in at left back. Yeah, I know he was wing back, but he was... I think we need to give Luton their flowers.
They were good.
So that's why I put Nakamba in, because I thought he was just... I think he's hilarious anyway, just the way he plays.
Marvellous.
Bruno G, yeah, we watched that first half, didn't we, together? Yeah. And he was just a fucking joke. And I wanted to put Trippier in, but Porro was...
Yeah.
Ødegaard, yeah, boring. But then I've got Neto, Watkins and Diabo up front.
Diabo?
Diabo.
Diabo? Interesting. Interesting teams there.
Yeah.
Not interesting teams.
I'll be amazed if Neto is still a Wolves player come
January.
The end of the season.
He's unreal.
He's unbelievable.
But do you think he goes, though?
Could be Arsenal. He's a type of backup.
Oh, I'd love him.
The problem
Arsenal.
Is, I don't know if he'll go to you knowing he probably won't start, but that's who United need. I've been saying for years, United need Neto.
He could also go Spurs, like realistically. Kulusevski doesn't have any competition, does he?
But again, would you rather get to Man United and be the starter for Man United every week or try and fight for your place at Spurs?
I know who is going Man United.
Who?
Anderson.
You reckon?
Yeah, they need centre-backs.
Mm. Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad way. Well, it'd be a great signing.
Him and
Lissandro, yeah. He can pass, that would work.
You heard it here first.
I think he probably enjoys playing alongside Gehi. Those two are...
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they are good. But he
won't stay there long either, Gehi, surely.
No, I agree. Oh, no, he seems like a City. Not
Gehi?
Chelsea.
See, I think Anderson strikes me more as a City player, but City have got like five centre-halves. They don't need him.
Yeah.
Also, what Neto did to Ake, who I really like.
Yeah.
He skinned him like three or four times a weekend.
Rapid.
And Ake's fast, you know.
He is quick.
And Neto is just like bailing it, just kicking and running.
Yeah.
Neto is everything Podence wanted to be.
Pedence is a really good footballer. He'd get like one-on-one and then just pass it. Yeah. Oh, you're the one. Yeah, you said he was going
to
be.
I was trying to tell Luis Figo that Pedence is like the next big
thing. The next Messi. The next Portuguese
He's
Messi.
So good. I don't know what shit I was chatting about. It was not good.
He was good.
No, I know, but... It
just didn't work.
I've had a stinker there. Anyways, lads, as always, it's not too late to join the Pitchside Super 6 Mini League PTCH 23. We've got Champions League fixtures midweek. Man United, Galatasaray, Lyon, Arsenal, Napoli, Real Madrid. Great game. PSG, obviously... away at Newcastle, Leipzig City. They always play each other every year, I swear, Leipzig.
They get drawn. I swear on the Champions League draw, we were like, oh, Leipzig, PSG, they're definitely going to get drawn again. And they have.
No, Leipzig, Man City.
So that's what I meant.
They were definitely in their group last year.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Celtic, Lazio as well. What's your confident one? Probably Arsenal away or?
City?
Yeah. I think Arsenal's.
Who have you got?
Lens.
Lyon.
Lens.
Lens.
I think Newcastle as well, to be fair.
Nah.
I genuinely
that's a tough game.
First home game back at St James's.
First home game literally under the lights.
No, but it's not. That wouldn't be the easiest one to call.
Out of Napoli, Real Madrid, that could easily be a draw. You never know.
What, you think that's harder to predict than City?
I'm saying like.
And even Man United.
I'm saying Man United, Galatasaray, Napoli, Real Madrid,
Zaha,
and Celtic, Lazio are more difficult to call than Newcastle versus PSG. I think Newcastle win the game.
I could see them winning.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think PSG are that good. They just have.
I think it'll be a draw.
PSG.
And Mbappe against Burn or.
Trippier. Triple pocket, amazing.
I don't know, man. Do you know how fast Kylian Mbappe?
Yeah, he's going to ruin
it's
Trippier.
Scary. Like, I think we just
now, Dembele versus Dan Byrne.
Genuinely, I think we played two right backs, put Livramento there, and just like double team them all.
Are we streaming that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I know it's bad. I love PSG. I think it's because of Mbappe and Dembele.
I'm going to wear my PSG shirt just to
people. Colin Nwani in the middle.
Is he fit?
Is he fit?
Oh, that front three is going to ruin you.
But that's now, what do you mean, man? Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe.
This front three is better in terms of.
As soon as you see a Paul Dummett slide tackle, they'll be running scared.
Dummett's playing.
Oh, Lascelles will be starting, won't it?
Yeah, Lascelles might be starting.
Oh, my. Against Kolo Muani. Jesus. You didn't even know who that was.
Yeah, no.
He didn't know Kolo Muani.
I didn't recognise him.
You
didn't
watch the World Cup final?
Yeah, obviously, I remember that. I just hadn't heard of him since then, ever.
What?
Since
other
then?
Than the £90 million move to PSG. Yeah.
What do you mean since then?
French football, you know, we're going to battle them either way.
Okay.
I just want to see the lineup for when PSG played Marseille and won 4-0. They got Skriniar.
Yeah.
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 They've made some really weird signings, PSG. They've signed Asensio as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
On a free.
Lucas Hernandez. Ugarte. They've got Hakimi, obviously, Marquinhos. That front three of Dembele, Kolo Muani, and...
Kylian Mbappe.
I think you'll be all right.
Four clean sheets in a row, right. Man. You think we're scared?
Mukiele as well. On the...
oh, but two of them are Burnley.
No, you don't say that.
Even if Mbappe doesn't start.
And the Gonzalo, one was where you Gonzalo got peppered.
They've got Gonzalo Ramos on the bench. He might even start.
I doubt it. He'll play Mbappe, surely.
I'm excited, man. I'm very excited.
Mukiele as well.
Nick Pope, Jesus.
Hey, he was good against Burnley.
Ooh, steady.
Old club, wasn't it? That's right.
As always, guys, make sure you sign up to Super 6 using our link in the description down below. It's a free shot at winning $250,000. Obviously, Prem's obviously back at the weekend as well, so you may as well get involved. Sign up now using the link in the description down below.
All right then, guys, moving on to something I'm very excited to talk about, because the title race is back on, baby! Manchester
City.
Spurs? No, for Arsenal Football
Club. Spurs and Arsenal are the only two undefeated clubs this season.
Actually, in the Premier League.
In the Premier League,
but in all competitions, it's Arsenal. Arsenal the only team to go undefeated in all comps.
Oh, War a Trophy.
Well, it could be War a Trophy if it carries on. No, it'd be War a 4 Trophy.
No, but seriously, at what point...
Technically not true.
Tom, at what point...
What do you mean? If you go undefeated in every competition...
No, you don't. Penalties, mate.
That's... What? Shut up.
You could draw in 90 minutes.
That's a draw.
You are so engrossed in betting.
Yeah, that's how real life works.
I'm talking about actually going unbeaten.
If you draw after 20 minutes, it's a draw.
If you win on penalties, you've won. If you lose on penalties, you're not unbeaten. So you've lost the game.
France and Argentina just drew the World Cup, did they?
Yeah, they drew the final.
You're such a betting merchant.
They drew and Argentina won on penalties.
So they win the game then?
They won the game.
Spurs are also.
Unbeaten
because they drew against Fulham, but they're out, so technically they're not, are they?
Yeah,
because they're no longer in the comp.
I forgot about that. Well done, Spurs, being unbeaten.
At what point do we need to start thinking about another invincible season?
You do this to yourself, by the way.
No, but seriously.
Yeah. I mean, we did look good. Albeit it was Bournemouth.
If Arsenal beat City...
I thought that would be a tight game. So...
What did you say on...
I said 2-1 Arsenal.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
I think
that's an impressive performance.
Very impressive. And also, I like the galvanisation of the team, man.
Yeah.
I know everyone laughs and jokes, but is honestly a really nice thing to do for Havertz.
Yeah, the post celebrations of like, all actually, the fans being
and like it actually is.
But then you were laughing at Spurs for celebrating after the last minute winner against Liverpool.
No, hang on, I'm talking about giving the penalty to Havertz.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking tin pot, mate.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's, you want to build
a confident player. And he's going to get more out of his game.
Oh, so you want, instead, you want them to just push him aside? No, and just let him.
How about he just scores a real goal?
Oh my God. Imagine the scenes if I said some of the shit he said.
Yeah,
oh
you know, you can miss penalties.
No, obviously, yeah. But I mean,
he took it well.
It's like make a wish shit.
No, it's
not. Yeah, but it's eventually.
You were literally saying the same thing off stream the other day, off camera.
No, I was not.
I don't think he was he?
You walked in and said, oh, how about fucking you made a comment about like a fucking Havertz.
I said, I'm so happy
given
for
a goal.
Him.
No, you didn't.
But I'm so happy for him.
Oh my, look at his face, zooming on his face, you little cheeky liar.
No, it's true though. Like, what? You want people to bring people down?
I think it's embarrassing the penalty taker didn't take a penalty.
No, it's not. Absolutely not. Arsenal don't have a penalty taker.
Technically, I mean, Saka's your penalty taker.
Scored two penalties for Arsenal this season.
If you would have gone on and drew that game and he missed, then what would you be saying?
We won 4-0.
Okay, that isn't what I asked.
I don't do if spots or maybes. I only do absolutes.
Does not make him feel like more shit.
Yeah,
for scoring a goal.
He gives you the penalty.
Oh, go on, oh, you have
and then
it.
And then the whole team goes, "Wait, hey, finally did it, son! You finally did something! It's
you
like
he kicked it in from a penalty." You, a £60 million signing.
Have you ever played in a real football club before?
No,
I know that point. Yeah.
You can tell. You're telling me, as like, say your mate hasn't scored or he's had a bit of a shit start to the season, you wouldn't want him to take that penalty.
Yeah, the
and
easiest
score.
Way to give someone confidence
you
is a goal.
Genuinely wouldn't,
I actually disagree.
What? All he's trying to do is score.
No, because he doesn't. I had the same. I remember I went through goals at obviously different level, but. And then I had a penalty scored and thought, there we go. And it made no difference. Then when I scored what I consider a proper goal, that made a difference because then you're getting yourself in the positions and you gain confidence on that. You don't gain confidence because taking a penalty and kicking it in.
Surely, because it's a risk. Because the risk is, Kai Havertz still has to score that penalty. If he misses, it backfires. But the fact that he built his confidence and he's actually scored
I don't agree he's going to build his confidence.
You think there's zero positive impact of him getting a goal in the Prem?
Maybe not zero, no. But I don't think it's off.
It's better than us... You know, letting Ødegaard or Saka or whoever take the penalty and then him still being like, all right, cool. At least we've given him a chance to do that and he's proved himself.
And you saw how happy the fans were as well. And that would have made him feel more loved.
Pathetic.
You're such a glass half empty man. And you,
I'm not. I'm just... I'm putting myself in his position. I'd find it... A bit cringy.
No, you could tell.
I don't think Kai Havertz is going, fucking no, guys, you could tell. I've scored the penalty, but you lot are cringe for
did
giving
you see his
me
reaction?
That.
I think he would.
He was genuinely so happy.
I think in his head, he might have been, I'm a fucking elite footballer who's been bought here for £60 million and I've been treated like a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Hey, people change penalty takers all the time.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. If someone's on, if a striker who says he's not a normal penalty taker and he's on two goals, they'd normally let him take it to get his hat trick.
Yeah, that happens often, doesn't it?
Oh, you're dim heading.
99% of penalties this season will be taken by that club's penalty taker.
But you understand what we're saying here.
I completely get it.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I don't
agree.
The
game was dead and buried, and all we had
to do. No, it wasn't.
What?
Wasn't it 2-0?
Well, yeah, I mean,
that wasn't dead and buried at all. If he would have missed that, that's a momentum swinger.
I disagree.
And then if they would have gone and nicked a goal.
Yeah, but the point is...
And then nicked a late goal, that would have fucking...
The point is, we've given Kai Havertz the chance to seal the game. He's proven that. That's obviously a great feeling.
That's a good thing. Well, it's only positive.
Yeah, but that's better than giving it to someone who scores regularly and then Havertz gets nothing out of the fixture.
I will die on the hill. Penalty takers should take penalties. You should be handing out penalties. Like it's fucking
you're a penalty taker.
Was
selfish.
you
selfish.
No,
Ødegaard has scored two penalties this season for Arsenal. Maybe we don't have a penalty taker.
And I literally said the same thing about Saka shouldn't have been handed.
Maybe we don't have a penalty taker.
They literally said
that in itself is fucking tin pot.
Is it? Or if whoever's the most confident takes the penalty. Smart move. Think fast.
You should have
think
a player.
Smart, not hard.
Have we missed any penalties this season?
No.
Therefore, it's a decent
is it working?
Idea, isn't it?
Arsenal, one of two clubs to be undefeated this season. So stop hating on the great.
In all comps, we are the...
But in the Prem, yeah. Stop hating on the people that are doing it right.
Hang on. Oh, yeah, the parade's next week, isn't it?
No, you're a hater. Speaking of players that have improved, Kai Havertz. We are going to be now ranking who has improved or...
Not improved. Least improved.
Yep, in terms of players and teams. From this season compared to last season, we're going to do it here.
I'm fairly unbiased. I think, for me, the most improved team is Tottenham Hotspur.
Is that what we've all put for team?
I have put...
I was between Spurs and West Ham.
I put Spurs/West Ham.
Well, there's a shock when I mentioned West Ham.
But West Ham did win a European...
No, I know, but in the league, they were poor.
After losing Declan Rice, everyone thought...
I didn't.
...this drop-off.
I genuinely did. I put them like 12th when we did the Premier League predictions.
Who could have predicted no, they would be doing that?
For us, not a single person went, oh, they've lost Harry Kane. They're going to be second or third.
True. Like, both teams.
Nobody said they were even competing for top four, never mind.
Oh,
both teams lost.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Pre-season, you said they were top four.
No, I said they would compete for top four.
If they lost Harry Kane, they wouldn't. That's
I had them sixth without Harry Kane.
So out of the top four.
This is an improvement from last season.
No, you had them sixth with Harry Kane.
No.
Yeah, because me and Lewis were the only two people that said this. We've done ours without Harry Kane.
No,
because he hadn't gone then.
I had them fifth with.
So still not top four.
Just competing by Chelsea fourth. Yeah, so I'm not going to take that.
Yeah, but you didn't think they'd be competing for, or at least in a title race at this point anyway, surely.
They're not in a title race, are they?
Okay, well, let's give them some credit. They are competing for the top spot at the moment.
I've given Spurs more than enough flowers. I love them and I love Anders.
Yeah, you'll turn into a little Spurs fan. Most improved for us, I think Spurs/West Ham.
Okay, fine, yeah. Most improved player from his prior season at the club, Yves Bissouma.
Oh, it's a great shout.
I thought it was absolutely dog water last season.
That
now
is a
he's
really,
like the best
really,
in
really
the
good shout.
I think that's a best.
I actually struggled with this.
I had two, but from the same club. I had, again, based on last season. And also, I wasn't sure how he'd do outside of Southampton, James Ward-Prowse. And my other one's Paqueta. I didn't rate Paqueta last season.
James Ward-Prowse.
Come on. Like,
I swear to God.
In the World Cup, he's a joke. Like.
He weren't that good, mate. He weren't. Brazil underperformed at the World Cup.
Yeah, but he's still a brilliant footballer.
I'm confused.
But you can't Richarlison.
Yeah.
But James Ward-Prowse is the most improved, but he was Southampton's man.
No, he wasn't last season. They were shocking.
He was the only one who would like score or assist.
That isn't true, but even so, he wasn't that good.
I guarantee you, James Ward-Prowse was the highest goal contributor for Southampton.
Did
he not get an England call up off his performances for Southampton?
I don't know, but I didn't think he'd be. I think he's way better currently.
Yeah, because he gets to play the eight, right?
Yeah, for West Ham than I've seen ever at fucking Southampton.
It's a completely different role. Like, he's allowed to play way further forward and just.
I've got Anthony Gordon.
Oh, that's not a bad shout. I
think last year his whole attitude stunk. He wasn't.
I wouldn't say his attitude stunk, but you know what I mean.
He was just a dislikable guy. But this year,
I don't know. I think this year he's talented though.
No, it wasn't his attitude. He just wasn't fit, and he was injured for part.
This year he's obviously suspended, but he's playing really well this season, and I feel like he's got his head switched on more this season as well.
Yeah,
I think he's really committed to utilising the talent that he has and really fulfilling his potential.
Well, since the Euros, really, isn't it?
I put two question marks against Alvarez and Maddison because I think they've just gone up another level.
Yeah, I nearly put Maddison.
Yeah,
I think he's.
I think
he's even better.
No, surely not most improved.
No, he
was amazing.
Yeah,
at he was the talismanic.
I think he's probably the best 10 in the league at the minute.
He was in and around that area at Leicester anyway, though, is what I'm trying
to say. No, not like this. He's this good at the minute. I genuinely...
Hey, didn't he have like 20 goal contributions
I'm not talking about stats. I'm all about watching him.
But the eye test.
He's
like stats.
He's controlling games at the top level now. Like, they got relegated.
Yeah, because they shipped loads of goals, but he was brilliant.
Not to this level.
It's similar though.
Mate, he's dropping 8.5s every week.
Yeah, because he's in a team that's actually good around him. But the point I'm trying to make is the main reason.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is his elevation from how good he was at Leicester to how good he is at Spurs.
He's massive, I think.
I think he was brilliant at Leicester.
Well, I've only put question marks to Alvarez and Maddison because I think they both, and maybe not most
Alvarez
improved.
Alvarez is just getting more games.
I just think they've gone up a level,
yeah.
Which I think I put them in there just because I wanted to give them
credit. Yeah, I like the Maddison shout.
With credit.
Right now, if you genuinely offered me any 10 in the league, I'd pick Maddison.
Over Ødegaard?
Over Martin.
Well, you're not slitting me for
No. Yeah, you were saying, yeah, but I've changed my mind, Lewis. I watch him and I just think he just does everything.
I said this all last year.
He's unbelievable.
Like, world class. Yeah,
I said all this last year.
We said this. Hang on. But
he said it's seven games. He was linked with Newcastle last season.
No,
I
didn't think he was this good.
I was saying he's one of the top players.
That might be because you didn't watch him as much as other people then.
Possibly, but I'd
check
him over Bruno Fernandes and Ødegaard at the minute. That's how good I think he is.
Bruno, yeah, I don't know about Ødegaard.
Yeah,
but I'm Madison's biggest plaudit, especially after. Remember, I kept
also
banging on about
it's just the way he plays as well. Just makes me want to watch
Silky
football.
Player.
Makes everyone around him better as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, silky. But hey, him. on the flip side.
I was just gonna say I get the point, but it's like his improvement is only slight because he was already that good.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't put him.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But
everyone already thought that he was... most improved.
Not
he's
like
improved
this, no.
He's
no,
improved
he's
a fair
improved,
amount.
But he's...
No one would have had Maddison as their best 10 in the league last season.
Yeah, but no one even thought Yves Bissouma would get a game.
Yeah, because the year before, he was this level.
We're talking about the year before, talking about last year.
Yeah, but at a different club.
No, yeah, I think that's the best shout. I think you're right.
Okay,
I'm just saying...
Thanks, man.
But hey, yeah, on the flip side, guys, least improved.
Chelsea.
Everton. I've gone United.
I've gone Everton. They've not changed. They're still like...
Yeah, so they're not least improved then. They're still shit.
Well, yes.
That would be...
I think Chelsea...
See, but there's no improvement.
There's no improvement.
But I think Chelsea have got way worse.
I don't think Chelsea are worse.
Worst start in the history of the club.
They've actually went backwards.
They've gone backwards.
Nah, but if you...
Have they?
Some of their performance... Yes. No, they haven't.
Bro, they're 15.
Yeah,
they're playing better than last year.
Yeah,
they're playing
Everton,
better.
Everton
have
not...
5 points.
It's their worst start ever to a Premier League.
No, but they were getting similar results the back end of last season or under Potter without the performances.
There are only victories against Luton. They got 5 points.
They have five
points.
They spent
a billion and they got 5 points.
Yeah, we know all that, but they haven't got worse.
Mate,
they aren't
after
worse.
Seven games.
Chelsea are not worse. I don't care what points you throw up. They're not worse.
Seven
Watch
games
them.
In,
that
they're 13 points off top.
They're not worse than they were last season.
They don't get a 20-point bonus in the
they're
table.
Seven
the
games
the
in, they will, the performances will turn we, into results. We, it will.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
I'm not giving them too much credit. They're not worse.
You said
though.
The same.
Did you watch Chelsea last season?
Yeah,
you said the same about
they
Mudrick.
They were shit last year.
Well, come
they
good. Well,
no,
come good.
Again, but I mean, like,
but that's fine. They're not worse, yeah. But what you say, Everton are worse.
I don't think Everton are worse.
They're straight by the bottom of the barrel, mate.
I think they're both great shouts. I think Chelsea and Everton are both great shouts, but
I don't think Everton have got worse. But I don't mind you having them least improved because they haven't improved.
We're
not on about... This segment isn't who's got worse. Because then I'd have Wolves.
Just beat City.
It's least improved, isn't it? Well, yeah, before the weekend.
But Chelsea spent all this money and it's not working.
Fair enough.
Least improved.
I think they have improved, though. I think they're...
I get his point because... When you watch them, they are better to watch than last season.
When they win tonight,
when they put a trophy.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to
just do
I'm
it.
Just
oh,
trying
you
to
the
bridge the
idea.
No,
to
I'm
you,
trying to
buddy.
Bridge the gap because I know what he's trying to say.
No,
if
war
you watch
a trophy.
Chelsea last
they're
last
playing
season,
better.
War a trophy.
They just need to
war a result.
They obviously need to turn
war
that
a
into
points,
points
in Premier League football.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's
I agree. That is
he does it to me. I'll do it back.
It's a big issue that they're not turning that into points, which they need to resolve ASAP. But
they could get relegated at this point.
But would you not rather... What my point is, last season, they had no performances and no points. This season, there's better performances and the points... Still no points, but you could see that turning into points.
Yeah.
Is that not hard
One point ahead of Luton.
Is that hard to understand?
1 point ahead of Luton.
With
I feel
game
like they're on less points than last season.
You are.
They are on less
again,
points.
Again, you just keep bringing
but
points
mate,
into
what,
it.
Because that's what decides the league.
But that isn't what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
it's relevant. You can't just ignore the fact that we got no points. The performance is good.
But,
the points are relevant.
Here's a question.
At what point does performances have to get points?
Here's a question so you get it. Are Newcastle better or worse than last year?
I wouldn't say we're better.
No, genuinely, because I'm only asking because
so far
I think Newcastle are performing as they did last year, but you're worse off in the table.
I think we're performing as we did in the last couple of games. The start of the season, we were a bit off. I also think
you beat Villa 5-1.
Yeah, but we conceded so many chances. They could have scored so many. We were so open defensively. You know how many chances they had. We were a bit
off.
You said
that your performance against City was great. Again, another performance, no points.
That was a decent performance defensively. We didn't put anything out. I thought we were better in last season, and we're starting to come into that form now, build momentum.
Yeah, but you can, this is what I mean, but you can play good football and not get anything out of games. It doesn't mean you're worse as a team.
Were you not saying after those multiple losses, oh, well, I can see the performances there, so it'll turn around, we're going a streak, this and that?
No. I was saying that the teams we were against was difficult, and I said from Brighton, oh, we're going a streak, and then we got absolutely destroyed. And after Brighton, I was like, that was a horrendous performance. I was saying that was really bad. And we've turned it around since then.
And then you said after Brighton that, If you lost to Brentford, then you're out the title charge.
And we won.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you were saying based on performances,
yeah,
we'll turn this round.
You said after
the Man City performance, well, it was a good performance. I'm not too fussed about the result.
And then we went on to lose
which
two
is
more
fair
games.
Enough. Yeah, which is fair enough.
A performance is a good indicator of future results.
Well, clearly not, because that was a good performance against City. Then we threw
it
away.
It wasn't, though. We told you it wasn't.
No, but if I think that's a good performance against City, we went on to throw away points in Liverpool, get dominated by Brighton. So your point doesn't make sense.
But also, in defence of Lewis, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Newcastle are on 12 points, sat in 8th, not far off top 4 at all, 4 points off. Chelsea are literally 15th.
No, but we're on about compared to last season. Yeah.
We're just saying we're comparing
last season to now.
I think Chelsea.
We're saying Newcastle are pretty much.
It's a good shout.
It is a good shout.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad shout. I'm not. I just don't think they've got worse.
I think that. I don't know, man. I think it gets to a point where they have to ask themselves, how bad can it get?
So when they put a performance together like they have a lot this season tonight and go and win, then what?
Well, they need to start winning.
They'll win tonight, 100%.
They have to. Imagine they don't, though. Seriously, imagine they actually don't win tonight against Fulham.
For people listening to this, obviously it's Tuesday, and you'll be sitting there laughing going, fucking hell, Tom was right. Mudrick masterclass, Chelsea
no,
3 points.
No, because it gets to the point where you keep saying, great performance, but if it's not resulting in actual points.
I haven't said great performance, but they're better than last year.
No,
they are better.
You keep saying they've got really good performances. You keep saying that.
I said they've had a really good performance?
You keep
Luton,
saying they're playing well. Mate, you've literally just said that on camera.
Better.
And if it doesn't equate to points...
But did I not say
if it doesn't
better
equate
than
to
last
points,
season?
What's the
I
point?
Said
the
better.
Premier League is decided on points.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah, okay.
Better of shit is like not really like great or anything, is it, mate?
I'm not saying it is.
Who's your team, then?
I've gone United, because I think they are worse at the minute. I think the first 7 games have been worse than they were last season.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And then my player is Mudrick.
No way. Friendly fire.
He's got worse.
No, he's least just the least improved. For my expectations of him.
Oh, my mum is Anthony.
I still think there's glimpses, and he could still come good if Chelsea get it right. I think that's the key to him. I think he needs... If Chelsea were flying like Spurs, I think obviously there'd be less scrutiny, more freedom. At the minute, I just think every time he plays, it's... Obviously, it's a lot of money, a lot of pressure.
Every game he doesn't play well, it gets worse for him.
Precisely. But apparently, I didn't watch it. Apparently, midweek, he was decent.
So, if Chelsea got a penalty, you'd think, oh, give it Mudrick.
No, because that's make a wish shit.
Mine's Caicedo.
Oh, my God. It's like 2 games.
I see what you're saying.
He's played like 2 games, bro. Come on.
Oh, come off it.
He's had stinkers, but.
He hasn't improved. Tell him he's played better.
No, he's been terrible. But
Mudrick's played better than last season.
He's only 2. Oh, I don't
think Caicedo is a bad shout. He has stunk it up. Like.
Yeah,
it's only 2 games.
Yeah, but we can only judge him off that. It's a hard one to pick.
He could have had someone who's played all season.
No.
Yeah, but Mudrick's featured in nearly every game.
So
that's it, like, in my opinion, Mudrick should be starting. But he's obviously not performing well enough either in training
left
games.
Back, left wing over.
So in your opinion, he should be with the Ballon d'Or, mate.
I never said that. It's just a weird.
Yeah, you bigged
up
so much.
I did big
you
up.
Are you willing
I
to
never
admit
said
you're
he
wrong?
Was going to.
Okay, has
no, why? But yeah.
Has he improved the season? No, answer yes or no.
You said he's going to have a better season than Anthony Gordon.
Well, what's wrong with my shout?
I think he still will.
You think he'll still have a better season than Anthony Gordon? I guarantee he won't get any more of the goals and assists than Anthony Gordon has right now.
Does that quantify a better season, in your opinion?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he won't get more than two goals or two assists this entire season. And Nancy Gordon has that after seven games.
You think he won't? Oh, I'll take that bet. How much?
My only.
What do you want to bet on? No, here we go. What do you want to bet on?
We don't have to keep tracking bets.
What do you want to bet on? Don't say, I guarantee he's not going to get more than two goals, two assists.
Otherwise, we'll start betting on everything.
Yeah?
I don't know, man. That's quite. I'd take that bet up if I were you.
Come on, then.
Suggest something. I've not got money. So.
Eyebrows.
Nah, you're all right.
One eyebrow.
Nah, you're all right. Like. Because there's obviously a chance that Mudrick's going to do it, but I think
you just said you guarantee he doesn't.
I've been taking things that literally.
Do a tenner.
£10.
£20.
£50.
All right.
Deal.
£100.
My only issue with that is, for me, least improved or most improved, the player has to be the same club for two seasons, because like making a transfer is quite difficult.
It's still
to
Premier
say.
League, though.
No, I get it, but I mean,
I think Caicedo is really harsh after two games or two appearances.
Get over it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, how much? He'd have to be pretty incredible to improve from last season, wouldn't he?
Mate, when you cost £100 million,
yeah, but this
and you
play
so good. Even when he's played for Chelsea, he's been shit. And there's no excuse.
Even when? What do you mean, even when he's played for Chelsea?
You said he's only played two games. So when he has played, he's shit.
Like, if you're used to...
He should be used to the Premier League, used to the pace. There's no excuse.
I still think he'll come good. I see the ability in him and the glimpses, but...
But this is what I mean with my show.
I think Caicedo will come good.
Unless Chelsea turn it
around. I don't think Anthony will.
No, I agree. I think he's done.
I think that's it. Mate.
I think he's terrible.
That's his level. And then...
I think he leaves Man United in January.
I think he's so average.
They play... What is it? Pellestri ahead of him.
No, he can't play though, can he?
But how much of a loss will they make on Anthony?
Quite a bit.
60, 70 mil.
Like Pepe for us, isn't it?
Pepe, yeah. No, because Pepe's, if you actually look at Pepe.
Oh no, you're just going to talk about stats lost, on, yeah, you're going to talk about
Pepe,
stats.
Pepe is a better footballer than Anthony.
Oh, I agree with that. I'm talking about.
Oh, the money, yeah, 72 yeah, million. Yeah, yeah. Peak times. Pepe was actually right.
No, he wasn't. Come on.
He's better than Anthony.
He's better than Anthony.
He's not as bad as everyone says.
He was.
He wasn't.
He was, mate.
He wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
Was.
Wasn't.
Well, they've been mentioned before, and we get to mention them again because bloody hell, Everton. Shocking down there, isn't it?
Well, you say that, but...
No, I do say that, but they lost to Luton. They shouldn't really
They're going home. They go away from home and beat comfortably Brentford, which is a massive result. Then...
DCL scoring, which is a positive.
Yeah, and well, no, him being fit is a positive. Yeah, but
definitely.
Then they go and miss so many fucking chances against Luton at home.
He just kept blazing them over the bar, didn't he?
How many goals should Everton have had this season compared to the XG that they've made?
They should have beat Fulham first game.
They racked up 4 XG in that Fulham game.
So that should have been... 4 XG?
Yeah, that's why Leno made like 12 saves.
Fucking hell.
They racked up 3.2 against Luton. I mean, that's 7 goals where they've only got one.
Well, look, the fact DCL's back and he's cooking is a positive.
He makes such a difference.
When do they need to replace Dyche?
The problem is with that, I don't know if they have the money to sack him.
And also, the best replacement for
Dyche is
Dyche.
Yeah, it's Dyche. It's probably Sean Dyche.
That's the problem as well. Who do you bring in? It's... Yeah.
Isn't it well ran? He was there.
Back, yeah. Yeah, that is so crazy. And James Rodriguez as well. Like,
come on, up the toughies. Should we talk about our bottom 5-11?
Yeah, yeah. We've done a segment. So basically, we're doing an 11 from the bottom 5 teams. Now, as it currently stands in the Premier League, that is Everton, Bournemouth, and then the 3 promoted teams. So Burnley, Sheffield United, and Luton Town.
It's just tough building a defence, isn't it?
I'll go first on this.
Yeah, go on.
We should all have the same goalie, I assume, Pickford.
I have Pickford.
Okay, my back four is Aarons, Tarkowski, Branthwaite, and Doherty. I went left back.
Oh! I put Senesi in.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Reveal your team.
Sorry.
I'll be honest. The defence was tough.
Well, that's the reason why they're all in and around the bottom.
I'll be honest, I only put...
That's what it is. And the fact they can't score.
Doherty had a good weekend and I didn't want to put Mikulenko in because I don't really rate him. So I'll just put him left back.
Why is that?
I just don't know. There's something about him I don't like. Nothing to do with him being Ukrainian.
So you've put Mudryk as least improved and Mikhailenko.
No, but I'm a Mudryk fanboy, so
who's
that's
better,
different.
Dan Burn or Zinchenko?
Zinchenko.
No, actually, you did put Udogie over Zinchenko, actually.
Whoa!
No, I didn't.
I can prove to you I didn't.
Carry on anyway.
I've got a midfield diamond because...
I've gone 4-4-2.
The wingers on the wingers' choices are stinky.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're not.
They are based on this season.
They're not.
I wanted Zaruri, but he's barely played. I can't be putting
what?
Him in.
What?
Mate, I've...
Nah, don't. Just,
I've gone Onana.
What's your name?
Yeah. Billing.
Yeah.
Sanderberg. And... and Decore.
Fucking hell, you just put the four most basic giants.
Decore's been playing in the 10?
No, I know he has, but they are just like, all front, six for the four.
Yeah,
four.
That would be a good midfield.
Yeah, and then on ultimate team.
And then up front, Solanke and DCL.
Yeah, that's obvious, isn't it? Yeah. I've gone similar.
Martin's pretty fucking good, man.
Pickford. Obviously.
I think you're missing him.
Max Ahrens, Senesi, Tarkowski and Mikhailenko. I think the wingers are pretty, like Sinisterra at Bournemouth and Jack Harrison at Everton.
Oh, I forgot they've signed
Harrison.
Him.
Yeah, Jack Harrison.
I'm not too bothered about
Sinisterra. I've got a Sinisterra, Decore, Billing and Jack Harrison and then Solanke, DCL. Signed.
I forgot about Jack Harrison.
I forgot about Sinisterra. Who's the other one? Sorry.
Sinisterra, Decore, Billing, Jack Harrison.
No Onana.
No, because I'm playing two in midfield. I wanted an even split.
What, Billing over Onana?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, they're different roles, but... I wanted to balance it, man. I didn't want it like eight Everton players.
Sanderberg, no?
No, not for
Sanderberg's
me.
Class.
He's good, but he's not the level of...
Go on, then.
I think you're going to laugh, but it's actually correct. The answer, my goalie is Neto.
He's not better than Pickford, I don't think. But I don't mind that.
I think
that,
he is.
It's a fair shout. You know, it's a different, you know, like,
that's not an embarrassing shout.
I think right now he is.
He's not better than Pickford, mate.
I think he is.
No, he's not.
He is.
Little arms.
That's true.
No, he's not about you.
Oh. Lewis got very long arms, actually. Neto. I've got Neto. Aaron's at right
Neto
back.
Neto and Neto.
I've got Max Aaron's at right back.
Player,
Max Aaron's at right back. Left back, I've gone Mikhailenko.
Yeah.
Centre halves of Tarkowski and Senesi.
Oh, yeah.
From Tennessee.
You're the only Sen I see.
Right mid, I've got Tavernier.
Fucking hell.
That's not that bad.
That's really okay.
Left mid, I think he's a baller. Dwight McNeil.
Oh, yeah.
Serious baller.
Not bad.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what I've just thought of? That Utara.
Yeah, Dango or Utara. Yeah.
Centre mids of Onana and Decore.
Yeah.
And then a front two of DCL and Solanke.
That's obvious, isn't it, Kevin?
I don't know, man. I think mine's all right, you know.
I think your stinky wingers have killed
Dwight McNeil.
I've not got stinky
Dwight
I've
McNeil.
Got Sinisterra and Jack Harrison.
Jack Harrison's pretty average.
Maybe you could change Tavernier.
Man City, come on, man.
No, he is average. Sinisterra is a good one.
McNeil's the best winger out of all the teams.
Sixes.
What?
Dwight McNeil's the best winger.
He's not better than Sinisterra.
Yeah, he is.
He's not, bro.
Sinisterra is.
Dwight McNeil's just a cross merchant. He's a good player.
Do you not see him almost score that amazing volley?
He's not that good, bro. That's his level.
Imagine that volley.
Sinisterra will play higher than relegation.
Yeah, come on, man.
He'll be like, he's like a mid-table winger.
He is, man.
McNeil could play mid-table. Play for Wolves.
They're not mid-table.
They will be.
They're fucking stinky bastard. He wouldn't get in the Wolves team.
You cheated, by the way, anyway.
What?
You just put four giant eights in.
No, I've got Onana holding, Decore in the 10, Billingenberg in the 8.
Boring.
That's a fucking...
Your go!
I'm just going to say, I think mine's a bit shit, like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just I made this very
if
quickly.
If you put any more than one person from Luton, Sheffield United or Burnley in, that is mental.
Right, I have Pickford in goal, despite his short arms. I think he's pretty good in goal. Aaron's, Tarkowski, and I just threw
Danny
him in there because I started struggling. I put Keenan as centre-back.
Fucking
God.
And then Mikhailenko is left-back.
So you've got Tarkowski. Well, hang on.
Tarkowski,
so you've got the full Everton defence.
No.
Max Aaron's.
Yeah, Aaron's.
Danny Aaron's.
I've got Onana, Gueye and Chong.
Guehi, the centre back for
Gay.
Paris.
You mean Idrissa Gay?
Yeah.
Oh, Idrissa Gay's a good shout, actually. Yeah,
and who?
Chong.
You put Chong in after fucking missing him the other week.
I was wrong about Chong.
You said he's the worst player in the Prem, and then you put him in your.
That's so harsh.
No, big up Chong,
man. 11.
Over Decore, Billing,
Bird. Honestly, you could have picked about 8 midfielders there.
Mate, he came in for Luffy, and he's trying to be exciting, young player in that Luton team. I back him, man. Up
you could have picked Ross Barkley ahead of him.
Nah, up the Chong.
Nakamba? Yeah. I've had Nakamba over him.
And then that Amdouni?
Fucking hell.
Mate, he tore Burn apart. Like, he was class. I liked him.
In the game that they lost 2-0.
Mate, he was really good. He was, but I like him, mate.
You're not including Premier League proven players for like.
I know, but in fairness, it's not hard to ruin Dan Burn, is it?
Say that again.
Sorry. Have you shagged him when he was at Brighton?
How do you think it was moved to Newcastle?
And then Solanke and Calvert-Lewin. What are you doing?
No Carter Morris?
Nah.
What? No Carter Morris in your team?
Sorry, man. That is.
I can't believe you've included two.
You haven't put Jay Rodriguez in?
No.
Vincent Company's not in your team.
Wow. No, he's not, no.
Actually, he'd actually get in mine.
Yeah, given.
So let us know in the comments what you think of that. Brilliant segment.
Let us know your
Your Everton / Bournemouth team.
Anyways, guys, now it's time for the quiz.
Oh,
also, I did just want to say Alex Scott will be in this team by the end of the season. But
how? She's retired.
Nice.
Because sexism, well done.
How's that sexist?
Because he's a guy.
They're on the same. They're called the same person.
Yeah, and you went for the woman. Sexist.
Time for the quiz.
Isn't that reverse sexism?
You can't be sexist against men.
Just called the same person.
Yeah. Should we do
you
the
think
quiz?
He's funny to make that joke every time Shall when he's a respected England under 21 international.
The quiz.
Not reverse racism.
Getting a buzzer noises, please.
Scott.
Neto.
Hey.
No.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll allow it. Right, we're doing the classic player career path.
Yes.
Wow. You have so much time.
Yeah. Ready.
I thought you came off other shows to work more on this show.
Yeah. I'm in a meeting.
So, starting off with question number one. Begin his career at Bolton.
That's a stinker.
Johan Elmander.
No way.
Nah, he didn't start.
No, I know he didn't.
Then
a shout though.
On his way to Newcastle.
Oh my God.
No takers.
Bolton to Newcastle.
West Ham.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Is it off?
Leighton Orient.
Scott, Kevin Nolan.
No, yeah. I was going to say.
Well, how's Leighton Orient though?
Come on.
Yeah.
No, I was working out who went from Bolton to Newcastle, then West Ham. Leighton Orient didn't tip it over.
I was like, bloody hell.
Right, question number two. Chicken dance.
Yeah. With Kevin Davis.
What's that?
Yeah.
If Kevin Davis is the next person,
I just pick the old Bolton team.
Who started at Chesterfield?
Starting his career at Quick Boys.
Sorry.
Oh, that's me every weekend.
And then went to Utrecht, Feyenoord, Liverpool.
Yeah. Dirk Kuyt.
Yes.
Because you said that the other day.
I said it, actually.
He fucking shit out.
You just think of players you've heard of in the last
week.
Yeah. No, it's just subconscious,
man. You think of wrong answers we give.
Yeah, and then use them the next week.
Fuck me.
All right, then. Ajax Cape Town.
Oh
wait, sorry. Ajax then Cape Town.
No, Ajax Cape Town. It's a South African
it's
team.
XXX Cape really? Town. Yeah.
And then Ajax, Borussia Dortmund,
That was a good one, wasn't it? Sebastian Haller.
No.
Oh, good shout.
A loan move to Everton, and then a permanent move to Everton
from Dortmund.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I know it.
And then went to Tottenham Hotspur. A little loan move back to Everton.
Oh.
A permanent move to Everton again.
What?
How can he have a permanent move to Everton if he went on loan to Tottenham?
No, he went signed for Tottenham.
Oh.
Yeah, and then loan to Everton, then permanent back to Everton. And then went to Sunderland.
Oh my God.
I went to Bidvest Wits.
It's a fucking...
Who came from...
So to run through, Ajax Cape Town, Ajax Borussia Dortmund, Everton, Everton, Tottenham, Everton, Everton, Sunderland.
But I can't guess, can I?
What?
I haven't thought about this player in so long.
Well, that doesn't help.
Yeah, no, but everyone knows him. It's just like a forgotten.
I have zero clue in my head.
Yeah.
Obviously Dutch.
You're going to have to push someone.
Oh, Scott Pienaar.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. He's South African. I knew it, man.
Well done.
Do you want to know what you said him? You saw a TikTok video, didn't you, of him?
I can't remember.
Stephen Pienaar.
I was trying to play it down.
Oh, I didn't know he was at Dortmund.
Wait, yeah. So you told me he was at Ajax Cape Town, was a second team in Ajax?
No, Ajax Cape Town is an Ajax team.
He might be a feeder. Cape Town gives that away.
Because I've been to the Ajax Cape Town ground in South Africa, in Cape Town.
Well, why did you tell me it was a second team to Ajax? I thought they were Dutch.
I didn't say
South
second team to Ajax.
You didn't say that.
What are you talking about?
I sent down a rabbit hole.
Went from Ajax Cape Town to Ajax. Question number four.
I was sent down a rabbit hole.
As soon as I worked out he was South African,
I was thinking he was Dutch.
Yeah.
Because you said it as well.
Starting his career at Chelsea, then went on loan to Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Scott, Carlton Cole.
Yeah.
What? Are you actually a West Brom fan? Because you know more about Wolves than any other club in the Premier League.
That's mental.
It's my era. I remember him going on loan there.
Is that when you supported Wolves back in the day?
All right, question number five. Villarreal B. Villarreal.
The real Villarreal.
Oh, why are you saying it like it's Villarreal? Like real. You mean Villarreal? Fucking deep.
Villarreal.
just ignore us.
Can't read today. Recreativo.
Today.
Huelva.
Huelva.
Huelva. And then Villarreal.
Again.
Malaga.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. No, you've buzzed. You've buzzed.
Who was the first team?
Villarreal.
Villarreal B.
Yeah, I fucked it.
You give a guess. I'll go.
Yeah. Pau Torres.
No.
Santi Cazorla.
Yes.
I was going to say Santi Cazorla.
Santi Cazorla.
You're going to say Malaga and then Arsenal, weren't you?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I was going to say Santi Cazorla, but I didn't.
He went Malaga when they had all that money, didn't he?
With Julio Baptista.
And Roque Santa Cruz and stuff.
You on two? Three.
Three, I think.
Here you go, boys.
What question are we on?
Extra hard bonus question.
Are you on a point?
Nah, I don't.
I'm on four then.
No, I'm on two.
Oh, I'm on three, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right.
I did all right.
Starting his career at Bordeaux. Went on loan to Lawyer. Then signed permanently for Manchester United.
Oh.
Signed then for Newcastle.
Yeah. Scott. I was first right.
Yeah.
Is it Louis Saha?
No.
No.
It's Obertan.
It is Obertan.
Oh, Obertan.
Oh.
What? How do you remember that guy?
Gabriel Obertan. And I know why you said that. Like when we did that game the other day, I said him. I thought.
Oh, it might have went in my head.
I
don't do it on purpose. It's just your subconscious, man.
If you're playing these games with Tom every week and you're going to use players that he's playing.
No, it's
Thomas,
just in my subconscious.
Thomas Rosicki.
It's how advertising works, man.
Thomas Rosicki. Gabriel Martinelli.
Shelton Martis.
Yeah,
Shelton Martis.
El Hadju.
Lauren Robert. Nobby Solano.
Jemba Jemba.
Why are you just Newcastle players?
Federico Makeda.
Kleberson.
Right.
Kleberson.
Carlo Cudicini.
We are live on Wednesday if you listen to this.
Yeah, we are. Newcastle PSG, guys, is going to be an absolutely electric fixture. It's the first time Lewis is not going to be able to watch Sunderland. Are they playing midweek?
I have no idea. I don't know what they're up to these days.
Okay, well, yeah. Join us for that. As always, get your Super 6 predictions before those start to enter yourself into the round. Code to join the league is PTCH23. Rates 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we'll see you midweek.
See you later, suckers.